the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. To all our preachers and deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, thank God for our mayor, of course. Yes, sir. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Thank God for Jesus. The God that needs nothing, number 21, he needs nothing. I can preach on it till next year this time. He needs nothing. He got everything already. Nothing else that he needs, because we already got everything. But he can use us. He can do without us. We don't have nothing that he cannot do without. When you look at it individual, what you got that God needs and can't do without? Nothing. Nothing. Turn your Bibles, if you will. 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13 verses. Since I've been on this series, I have brought this same strip up. I'm on a series. 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Glory.
Not that we might.
All right.
Not maybe, but share. In other words, it's a guarantee. If you live godly in Christ Jesus. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But let's drop down to the fourth chapter in that same book. The fourth chapter, first verse. Paul talking to Timothy. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. You're going to judge sinners and saints at his appearance and his kingdom. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Be ready at all times. Whether they want to hear it or not, you preach it. Be ready to do it. Don't let anybody have to wind you up. Be ready to do it. In season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exalt. With long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heed to themselves, teachers having itching ears. Want something sound good. We in these days right now. Don't tell me what I ought to be doing. Tell me what I can get from Jesus.
Well.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Everybody said truth. And shall be turned into fables. Just men's idea now. We don't want the Bible truth now. We just want our own ideas. We want to run the world like we want to run it and feel great over it. And not what the word of God tells us. We gonna pray, and I have prayed, I know you have prayed. Yesterday morning we prayed in prayer meeting for those families in South Carolina. The church family, individual family. Pray. But my brothers and sisters, we must understand who in control of this world. We got to understand that. Who in control of this world. Take your time, Walker. Okay. If Jesus know when a sparrow come down, he know everything else going on. Nothing can move except God allows it to move. Regardless of how small it may be, regardless of how large it may be, it got to move on the power of God. The devil can't do no more than God allow him to do.
Yes.
If the devil has his way, you think you'll be sitting there and I'll be standing here?
All right.
All the devil know how to do is just kill and destroy. He takes orders. He can't do like he wanna. You may not know it, but death was standing at your bedside and mine too. But God said, don't you touch him.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
Death loves his job.
Yes, my Lord, my Lord.
But you take orders from God. Just what the church got to understand. Who in control of everything. God allow, everybody say allow, what he wants. It's the plan of God. God have already told us his plan from Genesis to Revelation. Read your Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, the plan is right here. Oh. Before I get through, Lord have mercy. Not today. We're going to tell you the problem. Bible problem. What happening in this world? Bless his holy name. We must understand this, my brothers and sisters. Killing, everybody say killing. Started in the family of Adam and Eve, two sons. Cain killed his brother Abel. Good and evil. And both boys came from the same womb. Good and evil is still alive. Good has always been alive. And this is what the church got to understand. God Almighty. May make some of you mad today. Now, don't hit me now. Good and evil. Righteous and unrighteous. Isn't nothing new. It have been around here a long time with us. What have happened, but Pastor? What happening now? It just have gotten down to our time of suffering and persecution. Been trying to tell you, but we think it'll never reach us. It have reached us now. We talk about Paul, them, and all the rest of it, but it's us. Now, it don't got down to us. The Laodicea church, the 21st century church, it's on us now. You can believe it if you want to. Gotten down to us now. Oh, that must say. Not bragging. Ain't got nothing to boast about. Since I've been on this series, I told y'all two times that they're going to start shooting up churches after a while. They put fear. The devil putting fear in the peoples. He know his time is not long. He want more time. He's trying to buy more time. Trying to buy more time. Oh, boy. If he, the devil, shoot up three or four more churches, I may have two to preach to. Cause we'll be scared to come to church.
Mama.
Satan putting fear in folks. His time is not long. Satan just about finna go to the lake of fire. He know it. The gospel has been preached just about all over the world now. The next thing gonna happen is the rapture of the church.
All right.
Folk don't want to believe God preaches. Got to believe it's winding up on us. You follow Jesus. God, I'm about to get it happening. If you, how you doing, my girl? Bless your heart. I didn't see you there. Oh, brother, that's my cousin. Listen, see, both are skinny, you know. Listen, if you follow Jesus, I said, if you follow Jesus, you're going to catch some hell sometime. Folk don't hate.
said it. Why don't we believe it? Oh, Paul, get your Bible, Matthew 5, 10 and 11 verse, please. Oh, boy. You thought you saw it. You wait a little while longer, see it. Just wait. Just a little while longer, you'll see. Read, Paul.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
God Almighty.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
God Almighty. It's a blessing. You be blessed when we are persecuted for what? For there is what? The kingdom of heaven. We are blessed when you're persecuted for righteous. Not unrighteous, but what? Righteous. Oh, boy. Oh, that must. Read on, Paul.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall, and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
This in the Bible. Well, what you expect? You can't make folks love you. You can treat them just as nice, just as fair. You just can't make nobody like you. If they don't like you, they just don't like you. And you can't make them do it because they ain't got it in their heart.
Amen.
You can't make a devil treat you right. Because he's what? A devil. He ain't got no right in him. All he knows what to do is kill, steal, and destroy. The Bible said it. Oh. Let me tell y'all, I'm going to give you the main thing. I can't get to the day I know him. See what done happened. It had gotten down to us.
Right.
We have gotten down to us now. Time is winding up. So it got down to us. Ain't back in Paul's days no more. Not in Peter's days no more. It's the 21st century church now. The church of Laodicea now. We are the one. It's us.
Amen.
Us. Don't get to put on us after a while. We've been putting on church.
Yes. All right.
The real folk don't come out after a while. Persecution thin out the false folks. And Jesus, if you come after me, boy, I get a happy thing about it. If you follow me, you going to catch some hell, Walker. Yes, Lord. Follow me. Ain't no fine prints in there. What you expect? Can God lie? No. Just the way it reads, it's a blessing to suffer for him.
Amen.
It's a blessing to have in it because you love Jesus. Amen. Blessed is the one that go through the thing. We're trying to make a devil love you. You can't make a devil love you. It's not in him to love nobody. The devil come to do two things, steal, kill, three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he know to do.
Amen.
Oh, boy. If any man come after me, let him deny himself and do what? Cross don't make you sick. Cross don't give you a limp. Cross doesn't give you a headache. The cross is death. The cross is death. We got to be willing. Oh boy. Saints done died from Genesis to Revelation. Watch this now. Watch this. Don't got killed. Ain't talking about no regular death. They don't got what? Killed.
Amen.
For Jesus, for God's sake. Watch this. You think they somewhere worried? They got killed. I believe it from the depths of my heart. They got killed, and when they saw Jesus, why it took so long?
All right.
You think God don't let folk kill his saint and go up there, burden, all burden. But it's a joy, unspeakable joy.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. We got to know who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with God. The one who owns this universe. The one who wakes you up every morning. The one who feeds you every morning. You got to know who you're dealing with. No fine prints in there. You don't have any. You might. You shall. Oh, boy. It's a cross. Paul, look at 12th verse.
Rejoice.
Listen to that.
And be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
What we got to complain about? Them folks suffer already before us. They went through something.
Yes, sir.
They not nowhere worrying about nothing. That way we got to see God. You've got to see who God is. God don't let us get killed for the gospel and get up there and get the word. No! It's a joy, unspeakable joy. Oh, boy. I already told y'all a minute. I may get killed for the gospel. So? So? That's God's business. That's his business. You can't do but just kill me if he allow it.
Mama.
He got the fun. If it's on his plan, if it's on his program, yes. If not, no.
Thank you.
I'm trying to deal with up there in South Carolina also. God of mine. God picked out who he wants to die. He picked out who he wants to die.
Amen.
For his sake. Death got to take orders direct from him. God. The devil want to kill all of them, but God gave him a number. Get number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, right? He got to do exactly what God said.
Amen.
Somebody come right now, start a shooting. He going to get just who God point out to him. We got to know who in control of this world. God know every strain of hair in your head by number. Computer can't do nothing with that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. God didn't make no world and can't control it. What make me happy, we already know his whole plan from Genesis to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
And he told us in the last days, these things gonna be. We ignored them.
Yeah, you're right, Pastor.
And Lord, let me do next Sunday. I'm going to show you direct where the problem is. God Almighty. Come on, I knew I ain't gonna get there. Where I'm going now, I knew I ain't gonna get there. And I'm in no hurry. So take your time, walk. It's a cross. Following Jesus. We are. Everybody say we are.
We are.
We are the Laodicea church. The 21st century church. It have gotten down to us now. It have got down to this point. If any man hear my voice,
all right,
and open the door. Not the whole crew, but any man. Individual time now. The church of Laodicea is individual. Ain't nobody no more. Individual. The one that hear me, everybody in the Laodicea church, not listen at him. They don't, the church don't shut him down. But he's still knocking. There may be some more in there. Anyone now? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, not them. It don't got down to individuals. Nah. This car part. Laodicea church is the worst of all the seven churches. We don't want Jesus. Don't y'all see we shutting them out of everything?
All right.
Thank you. It have gotten down to us. Us. Shoot up 3 or 4 more churches and see what happens. You going good. It ain't funny, but I know us, boy. I know us. No, I tell you. No, I can talk to God here, you know.
You're right. That's right.
Satan know his time ain't long. He putting fear. He putting fear in the church. God Almighty, put fear in the church, the 21st century church. Jesus' church is nothing to play with. Worldly folks, Satan peoples are not playing. I'm going to say it again. God Almighty. Jesus' church is nothing to play with. Worldly peoples, sinners, the devil, peoples, they not playing. Most of us playing church. Satan letting us know I don't play. God doesn't play easy, but we playing with Jesus. We play church. Wow. The devil mean business. God mean business too, but we just playing with God righteousness. But the devil mean business with his unrighteousness. And if God didn't put a rope on him, he'll kill everybody. But God got his number.
All right. He
in control. That's the very reason we ought to give God some glory every time we go somewhere, everywhere we go. We ought to lift up his name and don't be afraid. If God wants you to die for the gospel, you're going to die for the gospel. We ain't the first somebody talking getting scared. All them folks going to die before us. Got killed all kinds of ways. Watch it now. Watch it. Let me tell you what it is. it have gotten down to our time. We thought we ain't going to never get there, but it's here. It's here right now. I know what Jesus told me. I'd die before I deny. It's here. Check, read, study. Check it out. It's right now. Say it again. You haven't seen nothing yet. It's here, buddy. It's here. And my brothers and sisters, the world of people is not playing. They love unrighteousness. And they are not afraid. They are not ashamed of their master, Satan. This is the difference in the 21st century day. Worldly folk. Karma. Watch worldly folk now. But the righteous who claim that they love Jesus are afraid and ashamed to take a stand for her master, Jesus Christ. God Almighty. I know I'm right. They not playing. We on a battlefield here. Worldly folk get up and brag on who they are. Who they do everything but say, who I serve.
All right. That's right.
But they'll tell you right now who I am. But what about us? Righteous and unrighteous in a battle. But only thing, we already done war. Yeah. You can't destroy righteous no way you try.
Right.
They can't kill you but one time.
You're right, yes, sir. One
time. Right. I know it sounds a little funny. Watch this time. They can't kill you but one time. But a sinner man got to die twice. A physical death and a spiritual death. The spiritual death is separated from God throughout eternity. And when they come take our life, guess what? I'm going not with my head down. I'm going in like this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's my mama. Where my mama at? Where my dad? He did right. I ain't gonna be worrying about nothing down here. That mean I do while I can while I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Just what the church got to understand. Regardless how you leave here, kill or die, when you see Jesus, you ain't gonna want to come back in this mess no more. I know you left your mama, you left your dad, you left your husband, you left your children. You don't want to come back down here no more. When you see him, God Almighty, get to him and Lord, walk, I want you to go back. Go back. Go back. No, I won't go back down there. That means I went while I could.
All right.
No, I won't go back down there. God, but what about your wife? What about your children? What about your loved ones? What about your family? What about your friend? I'll meet them later on.
All right.
Don't want to go back.
All right.
You think God is that kind of God? Don't let us get killed or die and then go and worry and cry. Ain't no more crying no more. Ain't no more pain no more. It's nothing but peace and joy throughout eternity. That's the way we got to see God. I don't mean no harm what I'm finna say. That's how I may make some of you mad when I say this. Watch this. Watch this. Now watch this. Watch us. Watch us. Watch us. Notice, wasn't the first time. This been happening from Genesis all the way to Revelation. God told how Sangston died and all that. Got killed and put him in a hollow log and saw him in two. In this modern day, watch us now. I don't mean a bit of harm now. Don't talk about it. Time something happened to us. Watch us now. Watch us. Time something happened to us. Let's go pray. That's what happened. You stop praying. A devil prays when he's going through trials and tests. That's what happened to us. Some churches don't even have prayer meeting. Wednesday night, gone. Saturday, gone. Time something happened. We ought to go in prayer. You ought to pray for it to happen. It may not have happened if you had to pray. Now I want everybody to pray. You ought to pray when you can pray. Church, you don't shut down prayer meeting. I know I'm right.
Thank you.
In time, somehow, the one don't even go. We all go and pray. We had it last Wednesday. You weren't here. We had it Saturday morning. I ain't see you. Now you're going to tell me, well, let's go in prayer. Go in prayer. No. That means Jesus said, men all the way pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Don't never stop what? Praying. Always had prayer meetings. God said pray all the time. But we don't pray until something happens.
Amen.
And the one that bring it up don't even go no prayer meeting. You might as well say amen. That's why I said I'm going to make some of you mad right there. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
All right. All right. There you go.
Paul told Timothy, boy, preach. In season, out of season. That's what's wrong with us preaching. We got to tell it like it is.
All right.
That's what's wrong with the church today.
Yes.
Been suffering ever since Adam come here. Folk been dying for the gospel, and time somehow it don't got to us now. Super Christian dying. No, what happened to us super Christian?
Yes. Yes, sir. All right.
God Almighty. In these last days. Bless his holy name. They love unrighteousness, and they're not ashamed of it in this 21st century. But righteous, but the righteous who claim that they love Jesus is ashamed of him. And my brothers and sisters,
yes,
most of the 21st century church, y'all got to agree with me, mostly planned church.
Right.
What mean, Ron Walker? We, when I say planned church, we trying to who be the boss. We fighting our position in Giza Church. Who the boss? Everybody want to be in control. God put the preacher at the head of it. But we fight our positions. Instead of not being ashamed of Jesus Christ, not a door with Jesus, we in there fighting over position. Folk dying and going to hell, we the one got salvation in our hands in a sense. We the one got salvation in our heart. We got to tell the world about Jesus.
Amen.
God gave us to talk about him. But we are afraid and ashamed. Hold on. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we cannot, or what's going on in this sinful world today, everybody got answers. Notice. It's this, it's that. Everybody want answers. Everybody giving answers. Nobody really know but God. And he told us what will happen to everybody and everything until the end. He done told us that. Now, if it is up to you and I to see it and believe it, we got to believe what God done said. Now listen at God. Watch God. Listen at God. Paul, look at Romans 10, 14 through 16. Listen at God.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Yeah.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
God Almighty. How shall they what?
Hear.
We don't need no preacher. You're already going against God already. How can you do what? Without a what?
Preacher.
Got to have a preacher. Don't let nobody fool you. We trying to get rid of preachers. Got to have a preacher. Trying to get rid of preachers. We just want little social stuff. Got to have a preacher. We get a little Bible study together. See, a preacher is the lead. God put him there over the flock. He done this. The church didn't do it. He done this himself.
Well,
can't hear without a preacher. You ought to tell God, pray hard, God give you a real preacher. We got so many false men in the pulpits now, but you ought to pray to get some real preacher.
Amen.
If you start arguing, but pray God will give you a real preacher.
You're right.
When you find a preacher playing with your soul, I got to put a question mark by it.
Go ahead, Pastor.
A real preacher ain't going to play with your soul.
Amen.
God Almighty. Because he got an answer to God. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Oh.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Good God Almighty. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he been sent? We got too many went preachers and not sent preachers. Go to school. Good, go to school, but don't go to be a preacher. You go because you are a preacher.
All right. Amen. Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Years ago, when I first got here, I was crazy as a Bessie book. Still crazy now, but. Crazy Bessie book. And I was way years ago, boy. I ain't never been a talker worth of nothing. You know, I got up because God sent me there. I ain't asked for no church. God sent me on there. And I got up one Sunday morning. That's so fancy. There she is right there. She's an English teacher. And I see some more here. I got up one Sunday morning. I didn't know about sending to him, but I just got up one Sunday morning and said this. I said, now, God didn't send me here to teach you how to talk English.
Right.
If you want some English, see so fancy. She's an English teacher. I said them words. I said, I kick a void over before I know it. I stomp a pronoun. But I got Jesus. That's what you got to understand. I know I've been called. I don't have to scratch my head about it. So many went, they taking it up. Ain't never been, some of them ain't never been born again. I talking to one of my friend, preacher, he teach preacher how to preach and all that guy. And he told me, I'm gonna call his name. He one of my friends. He said, Reverend, I'll tell you, I know I got five in there. Just never been called, but they're going to be a preacher. That's what happened. They changing things around. With their theology. They come with their own stuff now.
All right.
They don't pass what God don't say. We got something new. Yeah, new the way to go to hell. That's all.
This is catalog number 1525. Catalog number 1525.
God got to send you to preach.
Amen.
And when he sent you to preach, he with you.
All right.
He promised to be with me.
All right.
And he with me. Don't be with me till I die, because I ain't going nowhere. You got to tell folks the truth. Folks don't want no truth in church now. They want to be compromising. No. You ain't going to go to hell because I send you there. How can he preach except he been sent.
All right.
Got too many went. Read, Paul.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report?
They believe everything but the preacher report. Everything when it come down to here, well, I don't know. I ain't saw it in the Bible. You ain't read no Bible. Want to question the preacher all the time.
Right.
Study your Bible yourself. Come to Bible study.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
God Almighty. Got to be real. God Almighty.
Yeah, yeah.
Bless his holy name.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother and sister.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now, believe God's word. Yeah. God Almighty. Believe his word.
Yeah.
And his preacher.
Yeah.
Or believe Satan and his preacher. It's your choice. I say it's your choice. We believe the Bible. And my brother and sister, what wrong? What is the problem in this sinful world? What is the problem? This world is sinful. Why? That's a good question. Why? It's sinful because I told you last, Satan is here.
Amen.
Satan is the seed of sin. Listen to John the Baptist. Paul, get John 1. This is my last scripture. I'll be ready to go. Wait back a moment. John 1 and 29. John 1 and 29. God, Satan is here. I told y'all last time, he here. His time ain't long. He's trying to buy time. T-I-M-E, time. He know he going to go to the lake of fire. It don't come down to us now. I promise y'all. God Almighty. It's us now. Read, Paul.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
John, watch this. He had no alligator shoes on.
Yes. All right.
No. No three-piece suit? Probably like a wild man.
Thank you.
Nobody cut his hair, didn't have no conk or nothing like that.
Thank you.
Wrapped himself up in camel hair.
Yes.
Old country preacher. God Almighty. Couldn't nobody recognize him but him. Oh, how much that. Behold, look, John said. The Lamb of God, notice there's a capital L, which takes away the sin of the world. No, there ain't no S on sin.
All right.
Sin.
Yes, sir.
He come at Satan.
All right.
He's saying, I'm sending my son at Satan. He the seed of sin. He the seed of sin. All sin stem from him. John said, here come the Lamb. Who gonna get this guy? And get rid of the sin of the world. That's why the problem going on right now. Satan's still present. Can't nobody get him but Jesus.
Amen. That's it.
Sin. Sin. He the sin of the world. He the seed. Every bad thing come in the world, he the seed of it. He behind every bit of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody do it. Satan made me do it. Yeah, he sure did. If it's not right, it sure was Satan. He didn't make you do it. You do it because you want to do it. We got to watch that. See, if you don't watch yourself, if you're not led by the Spirit of God, the devil's going to lead you every time. That's when we got the power. Don't you see how we're changing it?
You're right, Pastor.
Don't you see why we're doing everything but what the Bible said now? These are the last days. The last one. Just the last church. I'm trying to tell you, just the last church. Some more folk gonna get killed. I may get killed. You may get killed. It's here. It done got down to us now. It's not the children of Israel no more. We study about you. You better study about yourself now. You better find out what to do now.
Yeah, sure did.
He sure did. He on us. What we doing? To lift up the name of Jesus. Always remember this. You don't remember nothing. We are the last church. Laodicea. We don't even want Jesus in our midst.
Yes.
Read your Bible.
Yes.
We don't want him in our midst.
All right. Thank
you. Won't even let him in. Won't even let him in his own church. That means Jesus started dealing with individuals.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. We think we raised the sand. We ain't raising no sand. Because half of us are afraid, but the devil folks not afraid.
You're right.
Be so sinful and get on television and just express themselves.
Right.
I mean proud. But the Bible already told you they going to do it. It already in here.
All right.
Yes. Already done told you they going to do it.
Mama.
The persecution now done started over here.
Yes,
And I'm not boasting what I'm saying. I'm saying as humble like I said. I told you if you started shooting up churches, folks gonna stop coming. I told you that twice. It's here. Believe me if you want it. It's here. It won't get any better. You with Jesus or you're not with him. It's just that simple. Now, Lord, let me live next Sunday. I'm going to point you right to the problem. If I get to it, right to the church problem. The problem. I'm talking about the main problem with the church. It's in here.
All right.
It's in here. God Almighty. Jesus come to save folks. He didn't come to destroy them. The devil is still in the world. But Jesus come at him. Okay, let me say this, y'all. I got one more minute. Let me say this, sir. You know, just like an automobile company, a factory, and they mess up. God Almighty, somebody down there messing up and ain't getting it right. And he couldn't send Gabriel, you know. But now, like heaven, see, earth is messed up.
Right. Yeah.
Can't nobody handle the devil but God. Notice he can I say this, y'all? Sometimes the company will send the vice president to get things straightened out. Can't you see Jesus?
All right.
Couldn't send Micah.
All right.
Couldn't send Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
I'm got to get my son.
Uh-huh.
Can I say he the vice president? I'm got to send my son to get rid of that devil.
All right. Yes.
To fix the thing. They got unfixed.
All right.
I put them to God. They were perfect. They messed up. Now, they can't work on it. I'm going to send somebody who knows how to work on it. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus is our only way out of here. Jesus is our only way out to go back to heaven. There's no other way to get there. Man just telling a lie, saying he got another way. His way leads to hell. Jesus come in and said, I am the way. The way where? Back to God, where you come
right,
from.
Right.
You came out of God. Now how to get there? You got to follow me.
Right.
Ain't no other way to get there. But through Jesus Christ. He said, if a man, for he got it so simple.
Yeah.
He had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from going to hell. I'm the only way back to God. Just simple believing God will. Watch the devil now. Watch the devil. Somebody may want to get saved, but watch the devil. The first thing the devil will tell you, you ain't feeling nothing. If any talk like that, that's the devil talking to you. That's not God. We don't walk by feel. We walk by faith. He said, just have faith in my word. Not if thou feel thou shalt be saved, but if thou what? Confess my word. If I believe. That's what the Bible said. Thou shalt be saved. You can't beat that nowhere. If I just confess Jesus, I can be saved. I don't have to go to hell. I'm going to heaven to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Let us all stand.